Masa, the city mouse, Mesafka Lana Mashbiach Bishaykhar Vachomets, O Im Hupogin. Okay, so what is the halacha going to be? Lefikach. Im Nafa Lashaykhar O Lachomets Bitsonain, and we have a possibility that it's no saying Ta'am Lashevach, the Hesiro Shalem, so there's no issue over here of the N. Im Lo Shaha Besochon, the Ace Lace, is also no Pulia, it's Sonain, and it's less than 24 hours. Mutter, so just there's not, in other words, it was never a problem with the sheikhar or the chometz. Avol im haya roseach, and that will cause a blia. O afilu tzonein v'shahar l'solcho me'eis le'eis, or we have a process of blia, not of bishul, but of kvisha. These we'll see in Yirtz Hashem in Siman Kufhei. Then bein sheisiro shalem. Bein shenechtas lechatichos dakos v'yochol lesanano b'misanenes b'inyan shel yisharim eno b'tocho klum. Namely, if we are able to remove the be'en, either as a whole or the pieces, bein shenimoach b'tocho legamrei, there is no be'en. The be'en has dissolved. V'na'ase kulo mashke, v'lo nishtayim imenu shum mamashus. So then we have an issue now of ta'am, that we have a blia of ta'am, again, either via the bishul or via the kvisha. And therefore, that is nitar yedei shiyas shishim beheter keneged ha'achbar. Since we have a possibility, this is no sein tam l'shevach, so we're going to have a problem of shishim, a nitiv of shishim. However, kan, it's a no-brainer, right? There's nothing, you know, like there. But now we come to the crucial point of the sif. V'yim nechtach l'chatichos dakos behu v'inyan she'eno yochol l'sanano. Namely, that we have be'en, and this be'en cannot be removed. Kegon shenisariv hashechar or chometz ma'achal av, and therefore there's no way of removing the iser. That it, in terms of the consistency, it's no different than the heter. Then hakol asur. What happened to shishim? You know, we don't know. Hakol asur. The ancient beetle. If you were worried, what happened to shishim? Bitul is not shayach. The chayshinon shema yifka b'mamasho shel isur v'lo yargish. So what? I mean, of bitul, we're dealing with a situation of it's eno nikar. It's a classic type, and so why shouldn't we have over here bitul? So before we answer that question, let's
you
just
had the same thing before though. The same exact thing.
No.
Where the same thing, but couldn't strain it out. What was it by the bria?
We couldn't strain it out, therefore we needed shishim. That's why we needed shishim, and shishim worked. And so over here, we have one more line which is of utmost importance, and that's the Ramah. V'dafka b'sheretz yishloch lushim nishar sham shel yuchal hotzio. Aval shari surmein lochlush. Then what the Ramah does is he contracts the question. We have a problem that this appears to go against all the rules, so the Ramah says, inachinami, it's an exception. It's an exception in the world of sheretz. So let's first start off with the Ramah, who is dealing with the exception as a case, and then we'll deal with the Machaber, who deals with the exception as a rule. So the Shach is the one who explains the Ramah. The Shach calls this the Shita of the Darkei Moshe, that since we're dealing over here with the sheretz, which is a form of a beria, and we have a din in the world of sheretz, that a sheretz is metame to the size of an adasha, namely it's much less in terms of its shear than any other transfer of tuma. It's not a kezayis, it's not a kevetza, it's the size of an adasha. And so therefore, since the whole din of beria is based on the concept of chashivus, that since something is a beria, it doesn't lend itself to bitul, because bitul means that it is going to be dismissed. It's unimportant. And here we have something, we have this whole category of beria, katichei l'skabed, we're going to see later on davar chashuv, that don't lend themselves to bitul. So the Ramah feels that we have over here a chumra in the world of taroves lach belach, that a sheretz, the size of an adasha, is not going to be batel. It's like a beria, kiberia. Okay? So that's, you know, we generally do not have this issue. We generally don't dice up shrutzim and toss them into our chalent. But the you know, it's, but that is the understanding of the Rama. This is a unique din of it's of Kiberia.
Why is it a berry if it's chopped up?
100%. So that's what that kafa dimyuk. It's Kiberia. Namely, the same idea. The reason that a berry is not batel is because, as a whole, it has a degree of importance. So in the world of sheretz, because of its uniqueness, that it's metame ka'adasha, we view the adasha of the grain of a sheretz kiberia, and it's not bato.
If that logic is true, why would you say the same thing about a kazayas and other people?
100%. And we in other words, we will see that they met. There are such deos, because I suppose echilas pras will not be bata. We'll see, in other words, but we don't paskin that way. Again, this is the exception. It's a chumrah. That's the way that the Rambam understands it. But the Taz, yes. L'chora. Yeah, the whole din of berios drabbanon. Right, beetle is d'oraisa, but rabbanon were mafkia beetle in certain situations would be one of those situations. L'chora. That's the concept of yesh lochush. In other words, it's a chumrah. However, the Mechaber doesn't limit it to Beria. The Mechaber is mashma that who had this been Nevela, had this been Trefa, and it was cut very, very small, and we have a situation where we can't strain it out, also we're not going to have a beetle. So here the Taz explains the Mechaber according to the Drisha, that we have over here a new rule, that when we have a paradox, we have an Isur Nikar, We feel that the Iser is Nikar, but we can't remove it. We have a situation of an Iser Nikar that can't be removed. Shishim doesn't help. Namely, the only time that we have beetles, we have a Ta'arovis. We pointed out that when you have an Iser Nikar, it's not a Ta'arovis. So we would have thought, why is it not a Ta'arovis? Because the Iser Nikar, take it out. Here we have an Iser Nikar that can't be taken out because of circumstances. Everything looks the same. It can't go through a strainer, etc. So in this situation, there's no din of beetle. This is not defined as the type of tyrovis. It's a very, very unusual svara. We Ashkenazim do not paskin like it. We paskin like the Rama that this is a unique halacha in the world of sheretz, but this is what the Mechaber is telling us. Okay? Comes along the if base, and the Mechaber continues, Im nafal liyayin v'shemen o l'shar mashkim, then in all circumstances, this achbara, the masa, is pogim bevadai. The only time we have a safek is in the world of chometz and in the world of shechar. But in any other mashkim, it's certainly pogim. Once it's pogim, so again, we get rid of the be'en, and then the tam is batel automatically. There's no tam to speak about. The tam doesn't aser when it's a tam lefgamein tzarach shishim levatel plitaso. Lefize im nafal l'shuman nami dina hachi. Again, shuman is not shechar, shuman is not chometz, and therefore it's considered to be the equivalent of sharmashkim. However, ye machmirim b'shuman. There are those that view that say that this achbar is going to give a tam levach in Shuman, and therefore we would have to go back to the rules of Sif Aleph. Adkan, this is clear. Then the Rama then continues, v'afilu imhu kasha lifanenu. Namely, let's say we find the achbar on the Shuman, but when we find it on the Shuman is hard. The achbar is yavesh, the Shuman is yavesh. So, l'chora, there's no real bliya to speak about. However, since im shafku mi deyom v'yom shuman b'kedera, we're dealing with shuman which once upon a time was not just a liquid, but was a hot liquid, right? Because that's the only time that it turns into a liquid. So this hot liquid was being poured daily into this kedera. V'yesh l'safek shema ha'achbar hayasham kishi'iru olav shuman roteach. Then hakol aser afilu im yesh shishim b'shuman neged ha'achbar. Namely, that when you pour shemen roteach on an achbar, that's called irui, right? The process of irui is mavliya kedei klipa into the shuman. The shuman that touches the achbar is aser, and we constantly poured, and so we have a large amount of shuman that's touching the achbar. And so even if when we put all the shuman together, it comes out to more than shishim against the achbar, but not all of the shuman may have entered into our suffolk. In other words, there may be a lot of shuman there that is usser. So we say hakol usser. Afili yeshishim b'shuman neged kol ha'achbar, because of the nature of the bliya. We're dealing with a local bliya which is taking place over a long period of time. Yeah.
Shouldn't there only be a maximum in terms of the bliyas that can come out of the achbar, a maximum of shishim? I mean, a maximum.
Fine, but it could be that when the achbar fell in, the pot was already half, and the bottom shuman remains liquid. Right, and so we don't take that into account, and so the top shuman, you know, it's again because we don't know, and it could be the other way around that it came in on the achbar, and only the bottom shuman became usser, and the top. Since we don't know, you're 100% correct. We have no idea what part. It's a local blia. We have no idea what part of the shuman became usser. So the entire all the shuman is usser. Okay, and the im lo I mean again. Had all of the shuman then fallen into another kedera in which there was shishim against the achbar, then. You know, then the bliya would be batal, yes. Okay, but technically in this situation we're going to have an iser. V'im lo iru alav, o iru alav v'yadua shelo hayasham ha'achbar kish iru alav, v'ashuman balafaneinu kishehu kasha. Namely, if the only contact between the achbar and the shuman was one of yavesh b'yavesh, v'chein nimtza ha'achbar alav, or we know the circumstance, or we find the achbar on top, which means if it's on top, it means that the shuman must have been kasha. Otherwise, had the shuman been rach, it would have gone in to the shuman. Then sagi le benetilas makom. It's enough simply to take the minimum peel of the shuman that surrounds the achbar, throw that away, and all the rest is mutter.
Then kedei netila is bigger than a peel.
Kedei what?
Kedei klipa. I mean, kedei.
You're correct. Right. Okay. It's the width of a thumb. Again, correct. I just meant a certain minimum, but even that, looking Rabbi Kiveger, sagim etinas makom, ha'debina netila hu chumra va'alma. Namely, netila you require in a situation of tzli. We're going to come to in Siman Kufhei. Bishul is kedei kulo, melicha is kedei klipa, tzli is kedei netila. We don't have over here tzli. It is a chumra bi'alma mishum demoyis or derech shuman avza shalolios kasha kolkach. You know, it's really don't take it too seriously. It means that's why I mentioned just the immediate surface of the achbar. Maybe the achbar fell on shuman that was still yad soledispo, even though it had already solidified, and so we have like a little minor blia, but it's very, very minor. L'chora maximum. I mean, had the achbar really been dry and the shuman dry and they come together, you wash off the shuman. Just wash off the shuman and there's no problem. Okay. But then the Ramah continues, V'lo machzakin an isur, shema haya hashuman rach kishanof al sham, dekav l'shavei kemevushal. In other words, don't think of worst case scenario that maybe the achbor fell on the shuman when the shuman was still liquidy enough, even if it was cold, that the achbar would be floating around in this cold shuman, and maybe it floated around for 24 hours. The muter mikoch sfeik sfeika, that's it's going too far to think about such a scenario. Shema nafal kishahaya kasha v'imtim tzilomar kishurach shema niskashe kodim shiur kvisha. Maybe b'chal there was never liquid here when the achbar fell in. Even if there was, who says it lasted for 24 hours? That's a sfeik sfeika, and therefore it's muter. Okay, let's stop over here for one moment. If you look at the Shaila that came to the Chasam Sofer, he was asked about this Ramah. Yikirato higi ani. In other words, I received the question from the dear individual who was writing to me. Uma dekashile aramah yoredeya siman kuf dalad, vahumi tshuvas harosh, achbar shenofa l'shuman v'huksha, v'akshar nofa l'shuman, v'huksha l'ma'aloso. In other words, that it appears from the Ramah, quoting the Tshuva of the Rosh, that had there not been a sfeik sfeika, we would have asered the shuman. We're only mattering the shuman because of a sfeik sfeika. But he asked, there are other reasons to be mekil. Neima ukma b'cheskas chayim. Why don't we just assume that when the achbar fell in, it was alive, and when it was alive, we don't speak about blia. Or v'hashta nafal. Why don't we assume it just fell a moment ago, and therefore there's nothing to talk about? You don't even need a sfeik sfeika. Hine tarte ka'amar ma'aloso. You raise two issues. Cheskas chayim v'od hashta nafal. V'ani lo yadati ma bekach shehaya b'chayim. Namely, the questioner seemed to assume that if you have a live sheretz, and then there's never going to be a belia from a live sheretz, only from a dead sheretz. And so the Rama says, I have no idea what you are talking about. Ishaha betocho zman haroi lepleita ublia mechayim obamavis la'olam hasheretz oser. That the same way that we have a belia from a dead sheretz, we have a belia from a live sheretz. What difference does it make whether the sheretz is alive or it's dead? Namely, just to understand what the Rama is saying, if you take your finger and you dip it into your cup of tea, then there may very well be a blia from your finger into the tea and from the tea into your finger. By nafkamina, whether your finger is alive or your finger is dead, in other words, there's a world of blia. Aye, there's a world that dogim chayim lo shayach blia.
That's probably a metzius.
What?
That's
a metzius. In other words, he says that there is such a prima godim that live fish are not belea. So he says, no, that means that when it's a fish, doesn't make a difference if he's putting food into his mouth or the food comes in via the gills, etc. It doesn't go into the body of the fish. It goes into his digestive system. And therefore, even if a fish is floating around with crumbs, right, the crumbs aren't nivla into the fish. The fish is the chametz. The whatever the fish ate, you throw away the gullet of the fish, and that's all. In any case, the Chasam Sofer wants to bring a case which is very, very fascinating to prove his point. Uvda Yedana, the Frankfurt Domain. If you understand, the Chasam Sofer grew up in Frankfurt. Yeah, he grew up in Frankfurt. Only later on in his life he moved. Right, he moved to Hungary. In other words, but he was brought up in Frankfurt the Main. His Rebbe was Rav Nachman Adler. Rav Nachman Adler was a Yekka. He was in Frankfurt the Main. Right, all the unusual minhagim of the Chasam Sofer, how you write a tzaddi in terms of various minhagim, he got from his Rebbe, Rav Nachman Adler in Frankfurt. Uvda Yedana, Shimshon Rafael Hirsch was later, but also he started off as a Rav in Galicia and then moved to Germany later. There was a cross-pollinization. The Chasam Sofer was a Yekke who then moved to Hungary. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch was a Rav in Galicia, and then when he was 60 years old, 50, 60, he was already a mature Rav. Then he was called by the Frankfurt community to be in charge of their small, fledgling Orthodox community. It was a very, very small community, and he decided to take the challenge, and everything that Kosh Baruch Hu gave him surrender siyata d'shmaya, and in his last 20 years he accomplished more than he accomplished right during the earlier part of his life. Uvda yadana beFrankfurt the Main, parach tarnagolet l'toch kalachat chema rotachat al ha'esh umeita b'tocha. That the Jews, of course, couldn't eat goyisha butter because goyisha butter has lard. It's nevelos utrefos. Jewish butter has to be from milk. So they were boiling the milk to make butter. They were churning the boiled milk and turning it into butter. And then, lo and behold, a chicken flew in to this pot, right, and died. And Vahora Gaon Echad Umahulo Ma'od. He doesn't want to mention the Gaon's name because he made a terrible mistake. But the Gaon, who was the Rav of Frankfurt at that time, She'osur Hachema Afilu Ligoyim. That this is Basar V'chalav. That here you have the Chema, you have, and you have a chicken, which is Basar, and they're being cooked together. And Basar V'chalav is Asar not only Ba'achila, it's Asar Bahana. So we can't even sell it to the Goyim. So this supply of butter that could have lasted the community for an entire season had to be thrown away. And then this little 7-year-old boy told this rabbi, isn't basar of b'chalav muter b'hana? In other words, this isn't meat and milk, this is chicken and milk. And so why couldn't we have sold it to the goyim? Ubetochke de dibur, the Gaon had an einfall, as they say. He had a spark of of brilliance. Heishiv hagon hazatzal inachinami b'hanaa muteres. However, lemochor legoy asur mishum b'lias aver menachai the asur leben Noach. Namely, that he caught himself and he said, "Billy, asked yourself for a goy for a totally different reason, because it's the bli of aver menachai, which for our purposes means that there is a bli of mechayim, that you know that it goes from the chicken." As Aver Menachai into and a goy is Osir in Aver Menachai, and so this butter has bli of Aver Menachai. Hayanira la'ayin the tchila sahara lo hayamitam Aver Menachai. In other words, really the goy made a terrible mistake. Ukishgaga shiyatzel efnei hashalit. Every individual can make terrible mistakes. Achlo yuuna letzadik kol avon. Because Baruch Hu loves tzadikim, and so he gave this goy a spark of lightning. His min lo Hashem Yisbarach teirutz l'shazvei mikisufa, that he shouldn't be held up for ridicule in the eyes of his community. That they, you know, he caused a tremendous loss because of a silly mistake. Mikol makom, but from this story we learn nilma degam b'chai shayach plita. Okay. And then they want to bring a raya from Haman HaRasha, etc., from other mekoros. But so we have over here this tshuva, which points out that a person should be careful not to stick his finger too long into tea, because then he's going. No, the person's also Aver Menachai, right? He's going to give a plita of Aver Menachai.
I'm not sure scientifically. I'm not sure nowadays that the skin is a very good protector.
It would have to be 24 hours, right?
No, if it's cold 24 hours, hot, bishul, is almost immediate. In other words, we're going to talk about it in Siman Kufay, in other words, to what point bishul is ma'avir tam.
So one really needs to be careful swimming in a pool then, no?
Well, again, it's only going to be bishul if the water is yad soledet bo.
I guess no one uses a pool all around the clock.
Most people do not spend 24 hours in a pool. There are individuals who go to Yam HaMelach and somehow get taken away by the wind towards Jordan, and then they have to search for them at night, right, with helicopters and flares, etc. And so they can be in the water quite a while until they are found. But generally, I've never heard of anyone spending 24 hours in such. And actually, their bliya would be batal in Yam HaMelach. Also, the fact that the melach would be yeter would cause it to be a tam pogum. Okay, this seder. Okay, Thanksgiving Torah. Okay, so let's continue in the Ramah. The Ramah then points out. By the way, I could tell you who the Rav was, but I won't. Okay. But Rav Shechter told his shir, so if you want to listen to his tapes, you know, you could hear.
We don't want
to. Okay, it's okay, you don't have to know.
How long do you have to avoid putting your finger in the teeth with real?
There's a stipler has a keta on it in the Kilos Yaakov. What? About Aver Menachai, about working off about Aver Menachai the being a bliya. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
You're going to apply the halachas of bliya to a goy. That's so pashut. You know, like bliya is a halacha.
So it's very fascinating that I recall when I just we got married and we were getting the Hamodia, which is a Hebrew newspaper put out by Agudas Yisrael, that there was an ad on the front page. There used to be on Rehov Chayei Adam, when you go down from Rehov Strauss towards Mea Sha'arim, there's a street called Rehov Chayei Adam. And there used to be a winery there. And they announced that there was a calamity and they had to pour out a vat of wine. What was the calamity? That a non-Jewish worker fell in to the vat. And they found him floating in the vat. In other words, he died. And the question was, how long was he there? That he may have been there, was over Shabbos, may have been there for 24 hours, etc. And so they poured out the vat because maybe there was a blia from the body into the vat. We will come to that later on at some point in terms of a well, in other words, where someone falls into the well. Yes?
What about drinking water, which is strained, but originally it has all kinds of shrutzim and things that are living in it, little bugs and fish and things like that?
So because it's strained, so that's when we move over, that'll be Siv Gimel. Let's first finish this base, and we'll get to Sif Gimel. So Sif Beis in the Ramo, b'makom shehashuman maus le'echol. Let's assume that we're dealing with this shuman that had the achbar in it, etc., and it's maus le'echol. No one's going to eat it. Usser. So we'd say, well, that's no, the Ramo and Sif Aleph, where the cheses of the shach, dalet of the taz. B'makom shehashuman maus le'echol. Usser lehadliko gamkein betakneset. So a person will say, okay, well, this is shuman, so I won't use this shuman in my chapped liver as schmaltz. I'll use this shuman as a fuel. I'll use this shuman as a fuel in the Beit HaKnesset. I'll use it for the candles. You can't do that mishum hakriveyuna lepechasecha, that we have a pasuk that you shouldn't bring a korban of an animal which is a mushchas, which is sick, etc., etc. Is this the gift that you would give to a person that you honor? So if you wouldn't give this to your pecha, if you wouldn't give this to your ruler, how in the world do you bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That at one time in the Beis HaMikdash, people would say, after me a korban, let me look through my field, let me look through my crop, through my flock, for the worst looking animal, and the most problematic animal, probably maybe even treif, etc. And that's what I'm going to bring as the korban. And the good ones I'll save for Thanksgiving. The good ones I'll save for the wedding. The good ones I'll save for myself. And so the halacha is that you can't bring this shuman ma'us to use in the Beit HaKnesset, that's an improper use of that which is ma'us. So the question is, what does it mean to say b'makom shashuman ma'us lechol? So here we have a three-way machlokes mefarshim: the Taz, the Shach, and the Gra. A very fascinating machlokes. The Taz says Moos Lechol means Perush Shehu Aser. Namely, if we're dealing with the Shuman and the Achbar, and we don't have the ratio of 60, of 1 to 60, so then that Shuman is Aser Lechol, in other words, as we pointed out. In other words, depending upon how the two of them were mixed, that which you can't eat, you can't use in shul. You can't use in shul that which you can't eat. And something which is isurei achila, you shouldn't use for the purpose of mitzvah. If let's say that you have shemen zayit, which is tevel, which you can't eat, you can't use it also for ner Chanukah. Not a question over here of Iser HaNoheter. No, it's simply you shouldn't use for mitzvah that which is Aser B'Achila. Sorry. Thank you. The Shach, however, says in Sivkatan Ches, Kos of Iser V'Heter, V'hu Hadin L'Didein Yimhu Ma'us Alav, Afilu Ein Ma'us L'Acherim Aser Afilu B'Shishim U'Meya. And then we're talking about something which is mutter to eat. But who would eat it? Who wants to eat shuman that a rat was found in? Or a mouse? Namely, it's disgusting. So that which you wouldn't eat, not because it's usher to eat, that which you wouldn't eat because it's disgusting to you, that is also something you shouldn't bring for the use of Kavod Hashem. And the Gra takes it one step further. Let's say it's mutter, right? But the bottom line is it once had a mouse in it. So the Gra says that's also Hakrivehuna lepechasecha. That even if it is mutar al pi halacha, and even if you would eat it, because after all, it's mutar al pi halacha, so I would eat it. But that's not something you should use in a shul. Namely, we have a higher standard of kedusha, of that which is used for kedusha, than we have for that which a person would use for purposes of hedyot. The Groz Raya is the Gemara Baba Basra and Daf Tzadi Zayin. The Gemara speaks about Yayin Megula, that we have a principle in the time of the Gemara that Mashkim Megulim, if a liquid was left uncovered overnight, that it's usher to drink, because we're afraid maybe a snake put its venom into the liquid, and so it's a sakana. However, says the Gemara, if you strain it, then you could drink it, because the straining would remove the venom. Okay? However, says the Gemara, if it was wine and you strained it, even though you could drink it, you can't use it for Kiddush. Because Kiddush means something that you could pour on the Mizbeach. And since this is, you couldn't pour this on the Mizbeach, so you can't use it for Kiddush. Why couldn't you pour it on the Mizbeach? Hakriveyu na lepechasecha? In other words, is this something that you would give someone that you honored, something that may have had venom in it, and you strained out the venom? So, in other words, that the cheshbon is not that which is mutar or asr. The cheshbon is not that which you would or wouldn't drink. The cheshbon is this something that you would give to someone that you honored? It's a different standard. So we have over here a three machlokas as to what the makom shashuman maus asur ladriko bebeisekneses.
Is the gross saying I feel even if it was if there was no flavor transfer, just the fact that a mouse fell into it, or are we saying?
Yeah, exactly, 100%. You don't give something that a mouse fell into. In other words,
because right for that Gemara, it was usher at one time, and then you made a mutter. Maybe that might be the.
No. Okay. Look at the good. That's not what he says. He says yud b'makom shashuman ritzono lomar afilu im mutter ba'achila kamoshe kosa perik baba basra ushar makomos. He compares them. Yeah.
Having
any
more than the shach.
What? Because the shach is speaking about the fact that you wouldn't drink it. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is saying that even if you want to use, he's quoting Gemara, that even if you want to use it for Kiddush, you can't. You want to drink it. You want to drink it for Kiddush. You can't. That's the raya that he's bringing. So he's explaining ma'us, not halachically, not subjectively, but objectively ma'us. This is something that objectively you should not use for purposes of Kiddusha. You have a different, higher standard for the Beis HaMikdash and for mitzvahs.
So even though we say that an achbar or dibra is meshubach, here we have higher standards.
Here we have higher standards. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Is the Shach's shita in addition to the Taz? In other words,
the Shach says, Taz says we're talking about a situation. Yeah, the Shach HaKor certainly would agree with the Taz.
I mean, something that's also b'chid is not necessarily maus.
Okay. So now we come to Sif Gimel. Dvarim hamausim shenafsho shel adam katsa bahem kinemolim uzvuvim v'yetushim shekol adam bodel mehem l'miusan. A cockroach. Right? People do not like cockroaches. They have a visceral, that's the word? Reaction. What?
Visceral
reaction to cockroaches. Most individuals, right? If you remember, I remember the first time that I read 1984. And they described how they tortured somebody putting out cockroaches in front of his face. In other words, that was the mi'usan. So the machaber paskins, something which is disgusting for individuals, afilu nisarvu v'tavshil v'nimcha gufan letocho imaheter rabba alav mutarim u'mikol makom kol she'efshar livdok u'lahaver b'misanenet vodik. Namely, that we view these items as no sein ta'am lifgam. We view, in other words, even though if you were to have a blindfold test and you were to be offered juice and you say, that tastes delicious, what is it? And someone will say, oh, that's, you know, where it's roasted cockroaches or whatever. In other words, that it may taste delicious, but we view it as a no sein ta'am lifgam. That's the way the mechaber over here paskins. So both the Shach and the Gra point out that it is a super nosein ta'am lifgam. That even though we saw in nosein ta'am lifgam that the Ran held that it's an issue of hana'ah and quantity can override quality, and the Shach also quotes a shita that may kazayis v'chayachilas pras, we would not apply the principle of nosein ta'am lifgam because again of the quantity, that quantity overrides quality. However, over here, none of those chumros apply, say the Shach and the Gra. Namely, this is a super no sein ta'am lifgam. Nothing is going to override the disgust, and the disgust makes it a ta'am pagum. The Taz in Sif Katan Vav points out ha maharshal beperigid hanoshe pasak lahachmir bazeh. In other words, that l'chora, this is not such an obvious point. In other words, that l'chora, ta'am is ta'am, and disgust is disgust. Namely, what, in other words, the fact that I'm disgusted by an insect doesn't mean that if that insect is batel, if that insect, in other words, has, is left, doesn't mean if that insect tosses a ta'am into my food, that tam is also going to be disgusting. The two don't necessarily have to go together. We discussed resinous glaze and pointed out how it is made from the sap that comes out of the body, in other words, the body of an insect, etc. Doesn't stop people from eating raisinettes or M&Ms, right?
I didn't know about that.
Okay. But even people who know about it, I mean, you know, like everyone has read somewhere about food flavoring E60, you know, that this comes from bugs. You know, everyone knows that these things come from, but it doesn't necessarily stop people from eating it. So it's a machlokas mechaber on one hand, and the marshal and the bach on the other hand. However, the Taz says, since the Ramah agrees with the mechaber, so therefore we can be mekel. Where does the Ramah agree with the mechaber? So if you'll scroll ahead, I'm getting used to the terminology here. If you'll scroll ahead to Siman Kuf Zayin, Seif Beis, the mechaber repeats himself. You have it, Siman Kuf Zayin Seif Beis. Zavuv v'kayotzi midvar ma'usim shenav shechorem katsa behem. Shematza nimtza betavshil zorkan v'atavshil mutar. She'ein pleitas varem elu hapegumim oseris. That we view the tam coming out of a zvuv as no same tam lefgam. Says the Ramah over there, he waited until over there because he knew the Mechaber was going to repeat himself, because he learned the Mechaber before he wrote his Perush, right? V'chein ha-minog pashut af agav d'yesh machmirim divrei ha-makilim ikar. Which even though he was well aware that the Maharshal and the Bach disagree, but this is the das of Rav Poskim that we can be mekel. However, fascinatingly, the Shach over there in Siman Kuf Zayin, Seif Katan,
Kuf Zayin, sir?
What?
Kuf Zayin,
Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin, Seif Katan Zayin. I'm sorry, it's on, my dish is on the next page. Seif Katan Zayin points out that he relates back to this, in other words, it's about the fourth line of the Shach, Kuf Zayin Zayin. Ule'inyan izvuv oser betamo hiskim harav, namely the Ramah, la mechaber, to the mechaber, the Beis Yosef, the siyato, that we can be mekel. Avol tema, da harei rabu haposkim harishonim v'achronim le'isur, v'kakos av isur v'heter, d'chein noagim, kakos av maharam padua, d'chein noagim, Kakas of a marshal, b'isurveter shalom, b'sifro perikid hanosha, siman memtet, mikabalat maharash, dekei noagim. Namely, that there are a lot of chachmei Ashkenaz who are machmirim. Aval, miyu b'mokom hefseid merubo, shasat chak, ukai gavna, nira, that one could be mekel. Okay, so it's a real tzarachi in halacha l'maisa, in terms of even according to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber says black and white twice that it's mutar mekel. However, the Ramah is quiet by us. He agrees with the Mechaber in Siman Kuf Zayin, but the Shach over there says that b'chora it's not in Pashat Inyan. Only in the cases of Hefseid Meruba can we be mekel. If you recall, we saw the Aruch HaShulchan somewhat relate to this. When the Aruch HaShulchan had spoke about the problem of bugs, and the bugs are beria. So he said, but it's very hard to be choshesh, so he wanted to be meilitz yosher. He had a number of directions. One of them was that the whole din of beria is a davar choshev, and the bug is so disgusting that even if it's whole, how can we view it as a davar choshev, and therefore it can be batel, etc., etc. That's, you know, it's very problematic, because it's a mishnayis that bugs, if you eat a bug, you get malkos. In other words, it's not the berry of a bug. In any case, I'm pointing out that this whole issue of bugs is unusual, both on the level of the bug itself and on the level of the tam coming out of the bug. Namely, the bottom line of the Shach is that one should be machmir for the marshal and the bach, unless it's hefsed meruba. Hefsed meruba, then we could be mekel in terms of the Nosen Tam with Gam. Yeah?
This is a steer in the Shach. On the one hand, he points out there are no chumras in regards to this halacha. On the other hand, he says that there mean that when we're not machmir, we're mako in the extreme?
It's unusual. It's unusual.
Flies in my hot soup, what do I do?
If the fly falls into your hot soup, so you throw away the fly. That's the first thing you do. Okay? And after you throw away the fly,
I couldn't use my coffee, say.
So certainly you can give the hot soup to a Sephardi. And in terms of if you're an Ashkenazi, then in other words, if throwing it away would be a hefsed merubah, throw it away. If there's shishim against the tam, there's also no problem. The problem is if neither of those possibilities exist, that there's no shishim. And the question is this a no saint tam lufgam? So this is a machokas, a poskim, and the shach bottom line is that hefsed merubah, you can be mekel. Okay. Let's just give an introduction to Kufay. I know you haven't learned Kufay. Some of you haven't learned Kufay. Some of you have begun. Yeah. No. Okay. Just an introduction to make my life easier when we come back. Siman Kufay is a very, very important siman because it deals with the world of Bria. How are isurim transferred? You need the means to transfer. So we're going to see the various means. The classic means, of course, is heat, bishul, and all the various aspects or forms of bishul, permutations of bishul. But you can also have a transfer via mericha, and you could also have a transfer via what's called kvisha, and that is sif aleph. We have one sif that deals with kvisha. Namely, a transfer in a cold liquid medium that, given the factor of time, then there'll be a transfer, right? Like in the world of evolution. Just add in a few more million years and everything will work out. So over here, given enough time, there's going to be a transfer of time.
Even though after a few minutes, we don't say it's a yesh tov.
Okay, so over here we have machlokos left and right. So just to see where the halacha fits into the broader category, Iser shenishra imaheter. The background of the world of kvisha is that you require a situation of shriya. Shriya in English we would call that we have a solid which is soaking in a liquid. Namely, had we had two liquids, that's not kvisha, right? Two liquids, immediately the two of them mix. There's no need for waiting any time or anything, right? There's going to be a transfer of character immediately. When you have two solids, no matter how long they sit one on top of the other, the only issue is one of be'en, that maybe some of the surface area of one solid got stuck to the surface area of another solid. So you solve that by washing it off, by grating it, you know, to get rid of any be'en. But when you have a liquid and a solid that one of them is soaking, when you have a liquid and a solid, and the relation between them is nishra, that brings about kvisha. So the question is, how liquidy does the liquid have to be in order to have shriya? If, let's say, I have an ice cube, and inside of my ice cube, I have a bug, okay? In other words, is that considered that the bug is sharui in the liquid? If I have jello, and I have a little piece of nevela, which is inside of my jello, is that nishra? At what point is something nishra? So the Prima Gadim in his Akdama to Hilchos Taharoves, again, he goes through all of these categories one by one, and he says Nishra means that the solid can be Minna'aneya, Mimakom Lamakom, that it has the ability to move from place to place. It can flow. Namely, that when you take your liquid and you put it on the side, so this, you're going to see the solid move with gravity down. When you go put it the other way, the solid is going to go, like you have these toys for kids that have like this thick liquid and they have these little beads inside and the kid holds it this way and all the beads slowly make their way down. Then the kid turns it over and all the beads slowly, right? So that's considered to be nishra. That's our definition of nishra. So according to that, jello, it depends at what stage of
is it the perspective of the like the jello, or is it the perspective of, let's say, the ant and the jello? What are we looking like? How do we look at it?
We want to know if you take the jello and you put it on its side, is the solid going to move? If the solid is going to flow within the jello, then that's considered to be nishra. Let's say in the world of doughs, so there's dough, and then there's a liquidy batter, and then there's a continuum. So when you get to a point, something falls into a thick batter and sits there 24 hours, is that considered to transfer tam? You test it by simply putting the thick batter on its side, and if the solid is going to flow, then that's nishra. If it's not going to flow, then no. So an ice cube is not considered to be shriya. Jello, once it's already made, l'chora, nothing is going to move within the jello. It's going to hold the solid wherever it may be, etc. So, yeah?
And as long as during the 24-hour period it was not in a state of nishra, then in other words, when you...
It has to be nishra for 24 hours.
So, and then once, so if you're an ice cube, presumably after an hour, it froze.
Generally, yeah. Okay. Okay, so Iser she nishra maheter me'es la'es. The Prima Gaudim points out that there is a deya. It's quoted in the Shach later on at the end of Sifkatan Beis that Kvisha is a period ein kavush elo b'shlosha yamin. That appears to be a deya that there are a lot of makoros for Rabbeinu Tam, the Ravya, etc. We don't pass on that way. We say that 24 hours. And then we have over here Rabbi Kiva Eger, me'es la'es b'tzonein ba'otsan hamayim. Avalim shafchan toch me'es la'es v'shafach l'toch o'mayim acherim go mikri kavush, minchas Yaakov. Kakos avashach v'nekudas hakesef uv'tshuvas mil tztok hakosav k'vduma noagim rahatir. Im nukach hachaticha toch me'es la'es man muad. Afilu mhechzir go'otsmayim atzman kol shalo nishru me'es la'es b'pam achas b'ri hefzir. We need a continuous relationship. Namely, if you change the water, or even take the solid out of the water and then put it back in, then the clock starts all over. We need 24 continuous hours of solid and liquid in the same solid and the same liquid. Okay? And then, you know, when you view that, when you have an overview over here of Sima of Sif Aleph, Iser Shanishra Maheter Me Eis Leis Betzonein Mikri Kavush, what we have over here is a statement that appears to be that it's irrelevant the nature of the solid in terms of the level of Iser, the nature of the liquid in terms of what substance it is. Simply, this combination creates the Iser. That's also a machlokas. Look at the Gra over here in Sifkot and Aleph. So the Gra points out that, I'm sorry, Sifkot and Beis, Ritzon Olomar Afilu Bechol Dovar, Delo Karashi. Rashi held that Kvisha is only in Chometz, is only in vinegar, like when you want to make pickles. That Kvisha. But something floating in water or Coca Cola or any other liquid is not kvisha, dafka chometz, dafka vinegar. So the Mechaber over here, by his just giving this overall broad definition, Easter Shanishra Maheter Be'ezreis Betzonein Mikri Kavush, he's mafkia the daya that 3 days, he's mafkia the daya of Rashi that it's dafka in chometz. He's also l'chora mafkia the daya which is quoted over in the Piskei Tshuva Sifkat on Gimel, the last 5 lines. There's the tshuva Noda Yehuda, Shehela Noda Yehuda wanted to suggest that maybe this din of kavush is only in those items that are mentioned in the Mishnah b'shviyas u'betrumos. That the Mishnayas speak about different situations of kavush. Only those particular vegetables or fruits that the Mishnah speaks about, we have a din of kavush. V'chein basar tivaluyos. No saint ta'am bekavush. Aval yesham she'ein tivan levroa bekavush. Umishamachi osan minim she'ein mefurashim anesarim bekavush. Ikramem Hashem ein tivan levroa bekavush. Yeshmakam lahakel besafei kavush, etc. He wants to use that as a snifle heter. That if we're not sure if this we don't have kiwi mentioned in the Mishnah, so as to whether a kiwi which is floating in water is going to bring about a situation of kavush. that there sometimes is room to be made. Let's not mashen that way from the Mechaber. The Mechaber never goes in that direction of limiting the din of Kavush. Okay, that's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, the Mechaber says over here, Hareza kimavushal v'ne'esar kulo, that when we have kavisha, we have a blia kidei kulo. The avtipus, the archetype of blia kidei kulo, is bishul. And so the Mechaber says, Harehu kimavushal v'ne'esar kulo. And we, as opposed to irui, pouring, is a local blia, malicha is a local blia, this is like bishul. Bishul, it's kidei kulo. But the chakira, the prima godim, alatar raises, is what is this kaf hadimyon? Hareza kimavusho. Are we saying it's similar to bishul in terms of the standard of blia? In that respect, it's like bishul? Or are we saying even more than that? That wherever the Torah has a din of bishul, kavush has the same halachic status. For example, we paskin that dam, we have an Iser da'oraisa for us to drink dam. However, dam shebishlo, the halacha is that dam is considered to be only aser midrabanan. What about dam shekvasho? In other words, would that be an Iser da'oraisa or an Iser drabanan? Or bishul akum is aser drabanan. What about kvishas akum? That your non-Jewish neighbor offers you some pickles that he pickled, right? In other words, kosher ingredients. Had he cooked it, we'd have a problem of bishul akum. He didn't cook it, he did kvisha. Kavush kumavusho. How far does that go? So Alatar, the Gilyan HaMarsha says that the Gilyan HaMarsha says that kavush of the kochavim Eino aser mishum bishul oved kochavim. That the only concept over here of kumavushal is in terms of the world of blia. But this isn't obvious at all. So again, all this is hakdama. It's not in the text anywhere. But we, those who are learning Hilchos Shabbos, or learned Hilchos Shabbos, know that on Shabbos one is not allowed to salt many items together. Nor is one allowed to be kovesh on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make pickles on Shabbos. What's the problem of salting or making pickles on Shabbos? So in the Gemara says that it's similar to a malacha called ma'abed with an ayin. Ma'abed is they used to tan the hides, and they used to tan the hides with a brine. And so anything you're going to put into brine is going to be aser midrabanan because it's similar to ma'abed. But listen to the language of the Mechaber. Siman Shin Kaf Aleph Sif Gimel. Aser Gimloach Chatichot Tznon Dalad Ohe Biyachad, Neshanira Kikovesh Kavashim, Vahakovesh Aser Neshahu Kimavashel. This is the Rambam. The Rambam says that since we have a Malacha Doraisa of Bishul, and Kovush is Kimavushal, so Midrabanan, it's Aser to be Kovush. It can't be a Doraisa, because Midoraisa you need ore. You need heat of fire. Even Chamei Tveria goes down to a drabanan. Bishol Bechama, you cook something in the sun in Eilat, that's a drabanan. We need toldos or not toldos chama, but so it's going to be a drabanan. But according to the Rambam, there's this connection. This isn't just a din in Yoredeya in the world of Bishul, in the world of how far in does the blia go. It has ramifications for Ko HaTorah Kula. Another example, matzah. Okay? Everyone knows that if you take matzah that had been baked and you cook it, that no longer is matzah. It loses its status of matzah. What if you are an elderly person and you want to soak the matzah in water or in milk or in soup in order to be able to eat it easier? You want to eat matzah which has been soaked. So the Mechaber paskins in Siman Tav Samach Aleph Dalid Yotze Adam B'matza Shruya, that you can soak matzah. Im bishul, if you cook it, and Yotzeba. But the Ramah, but the Mishnah Berurah points out, Yotze Adam, Ulechole Vezaken Shekashelo, I'm reading Sifkaton Yud Zayin, Ulechole Vezaken Shekashelo Leecho Matze Yevesha, Mutra Filu Chatri Lashrota Matze Bemayim, Achzarach Lehi Zoher, Shelo Yeheshar Meesla, the Kavosh Kemavushal. Right? Again, this is what we're speaking about over here of Kavush Kemavushal. What about in the area of mitzvos? If you take your aravos and you soak them in water, you put them in the bathtub, right, for 24 hours, is it still a kosher arava? So the Chasam Sofer in Or HaChaim said that on Shabbos they used to do that in Hungary. They used to soak the lulav and the aravos and the hadas, and said you should have the goy on Shabbos take it out of the water and put it back in. Because we pointed out, kavush is only when you have the continuous. If you take it out and put it back in, it starts all over. Since Shabbos is more than 24 hours, the goy has to take it out and put it back in. So he, again, all of these are assuming that kavush kemavushal goes far beyond the world of blia.
Why can't you just add more water?
What?
Why couldn't you just add more water?
It's not, adding more water would not help. It would change the water.
This is all on the Rabbanan level, right?
He said. No. In other words, the psul over here could be a psul d'oraisa. I said in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, we have a unique halacha that the malacha of bishul is dafka cooking with fire. If you cook in the heat of the sun, that's not bishul d'oraisa. In fact, it's mutter. In other words, when we speak about kavush kemavushal, it can be no more than a Rabbanan. But the psul of matzah that's mitbashelet would be a psul d'oraisa. The psul of arba minim that you cooked would be a psul d'oraisa. If we say kavash kemavush, it would be pasul mid'oraisa.
So that means like the blood, if you had blood soaked, then you might be able to eat that?
Yeah. That, in other words, again, dam shebishlo is asur d'rabanan. Dam shekvasho is a question, is it d'oraisa? Because the whole din of kvisha is a din within b'liya, or is it asur d'rabanan? The Hilchos Yontif, the Mechaber paskins that to make an Eruv Tavshilin, you need Pat V'Tavshil. So the Mechaber paskins, Tavkuf Kav Zayin, Sifei, Tavshil Zesha Amru, Afilu Kavush. Why? Because Kavush Kemavushal. Okay, in other words, that there are a lot of issues that are involved in this question. I'm just not even, I haven't been, just raised many of them, not all of them, but many of them. Okay, one more nekuda, and then we'll call it a halt for the hakdama. So first we saw the criteria of kavush kemavushal. Then we saw the issue: what is the kaf hadimyon? Is this purely within the world of bliya and plita, or is this a din b'chol haTorah kula? Thirdly, the last hakdama is the taz sifkatan aleph. The taz sifkatan aleph quotes an iser v'heter. The iser v'heter deals with the world of Kalim. How does Kvisha apply to the world of Kalim? And the Iser Veheter paskins three halachot, and the Taz disagrees on all of those three halachot. And then the question is, how do we paskin in each of those situations? That's what we'll start with next time. But simply, I'll tell you what the three halachot are, what the Iser Veheter says, and what the Taz says, and then we'll discuss the ramifications of what I said next time. The Taz starts off that a kli, if let's say, for example, you take an isur, like a liquid isur, like you have nevela soup. Okay, nevela soup. You made a soup out of nevela. And you store it in a pot in your refrigerator for 24 hours. Okay? So had you put a piece of chicken into your nevela soup and put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours, we'd say the chicken, after 24 hours, is bolea, the nevela soup, kedei kulo. What about a pot? Is the pot bolea, and to what degree? So the Iser V'Heter says the pot is nesar kedei kulo. Kedei kulo. The same way that if you cooked nevela soup in a pot, all of the walls of the pot would absorb the soup, kedei kulo. So also kavush goes into the pot, kedei kulo. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says that kvisha in a food would go in kedei kulo. But kvish in a pot only goes in kedei klipa. Secondly, the Taz, the Iser Beheter, says that the din of kedei kulo depends upon the nature of the material of the pot. If you have a pot of cheres, pottery, or you have a pot of wood, a wooden pot. In Macy's, they have a wooden escalator. Okay, but if you have a pot of wood, or you have a pot of pottery, then it goes in kedei kulo. But a metal pot doesn't go in kedei kulo. In 24 hours, without any heat, simply the contact of the metal with the liquid is not going to allow the liquid to permeate the metal. It means you have to take every material and deal with it on its own. The Taz says it's totally irrelevant what the material of the pot is. We have a uniform blia into a pot. Again, according to the Taz, it's kedei klipa, but it's uniform. We don't care about the nature of the pot. And the third question is, what if we have the other situation? What if we have a pot which is aser? We have a pot which is aser. I had a milchik pot, and I accidentally cooked fleishiks in my milchik pot. I called the rabbi. He says, the pot is aser. But someone didn't know the pot was aser. He says, the rabbi says, clean out the pot, wait 24 hours, and then do hagolah. So I clean out the pot, put it on the side, and then someone takes my pot, fills it with cold vegetable soup, and puts it in the refrigerator. And then I find it 25 hours later. Does the tam go from the pot into the vegetable soup? We were discussing, does the tam go from the vegetable soup into the pot? Now, does the tam go from the pot into the vegetable soup? So the Iser Beheter says, sure, it's a two-way street. And so after 24 hours, the vegetable soup is going to be usser. It's going to be bolea from the pot. The problem is, says Esther Taz, we have another process going on simultaneously called nosein tam lifgam. Namely, the moment I finished cooking the basar v'chalav together, then I have a 24-hour clock that began ticking until that pot is nosein tam lifgam. I put in the vegetable soup 4 hours later. So l'chora, before my vegetable soup has its 24 hours in the pot is already nosein tam lifgam. And so who cares, says the Taz, that there's going to be a blia from the pot into the vegetable soup. There's always going to be a difference in time. And therefore, it's always going to be a nosein tam lifgam. So the Iser Beheter didn't know that. In other words, so that's where we're going to begin next time. With these three dinim of the Iser Beheter, the three opposite opinions of the Taz, and what do we do with Machlokes? Okay?
What does it mean, he says,
above, the part of the pot which is above the water level.
Oh, the pot, I was thinking something floating. Okay, the pot,
okay, that's above the Kvisha. Okay. This Seder. Okay, so next time we'll start with Sif Aleph. What's left, basically, over here is to understand this Taz.